This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
You never make a Slovenian cry.
Oh,
you
man.
Never make a Slovenian cry.
Let me
dude.
Tell you something.
You don't do it.
I was excited to see the game just to see how it would play out or whatever. And then I'm looking at Luka. Whew. They cutting an onion up in there.
Oh, my God. They were cutting up onions. His little puffy cheeks got all red, and, you know, and then he just goes out there with the entire building cheering for him.
Oh, yeah.
And just slays the poor Mavericks. They got what they
deserved. Look at everybody there. Nobody there was cheering for Dallas.
Nope.
They were cheering for Luka.
Everybody there was cheering for Luka. It's a weird situation. It was a weird situation. Like, normally these returns are, all right, a guy has moved on. He was, you know, the team.
First of all,
drafted
not
him.
Not 25. Not 25.
No, not 25. That yes. Never. This is a unicorn in that.
And to sit there and I think the part of it that makes it worse, and here's what I believe happened. The owner went to Nico and said, I don't want to give this guy $370 million. Simple as that.
Well, that owner sucks.
I mean, yeah, but
and you know,
that's the only reason why a GM could show his face when he knows it's not on him.
I also like that Mark Cuban's sitting there with that sour puss on his face because he likes to act like he's Mr. Innocent and all this. He's like, I would have never done
it. He doesn't have a say-so.
Sure, okay, dude.
He doesn't own the team.
Yeah, you want to know something? Very convenient.
He doesn't own the team. How is it very convenient? He doesn't own the fiend. He doesn't own the team.
You shouldn't have sold him to a person who would trade Luka.
Hold on. You sound ridiculous right now.
No, I don't.
If you want to take the money from the sale of the team, then you don't get a say-so in what goes on.
terrible.
Like, well, why you?
They actually, well, he lied because he said that he was going to keep basketball control. He said that. He said that.
Yeah, you can keep basketball control, but guess what? If the owner says, I'm not paying him $300+ million.
You need to sit him down and you need to be like, listen.
Yeah, okay.
Listen.
Have you met a rich person?
Okay, well, congratulations. They're going to lose.
Of course. We
billions. Like,
it's not a good look.
Terrible.
We know that. Okay? But part of the issue is we don't know who was the catalyst behind it. And
I think the GM genuinely didn't like Luka. Like I hear that.
Yeah, because the way he, remember he snatched the beer from him?
That wasn't him, but it was his assistant. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I think there were people there that like didn't love that he was, you know, that he liked to drink and all the stupid things that they threw out there.
Oh, but they overlooked the fact that he's a straight baller.
He's so good. He's so good.
That's unbelievable.
We can't have the
Lakers.
You
know what? I'll give you a perfect example to that.
Hmm?
The last 6 years of Shaq's career, they questioned whether he was in shape.
Yes.
But they would trade their whole roster for him. Because all that mattered was what he could do on the court.
Hmm?
Luka is very I guess that guy wouldn't like Joker either.
Probably not.
Cause Joker, when was the last time somebody seen a muscle on Joker?
I don't know, but
him and Luka are built the same.
He's a monster.
Oh, hey, check this out.
Hello, bro.
Proud of you. Single digits.
Barely.
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 Oh, it's getting ready to change.
Barely. We'll see if she logs in by single digits.
So I can't get too mad at Jennifer for this reason. To my right, my computer's open.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm watching.
I got a feeling it has something to do with beautiful trees.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. It is Masters Week officially.
I can't even take him serious. You know why? Oh, no. Was it Joe Buck that went off on Randy Moss?
Yeah, it wasn't Jim Nance.
It was Joe Buck.
I don't think Jim Nance has really ever gone off on anybody.
No. You know why? Because golf.
The only thing that you could always hear him is he's got to deal with that Tony Romo every week, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, who is Jim?
You know what?
How many times do you think Tony Romo's tried to convince Jim Nance that he could win the Masters? He's like, all right, Tony, you get it. You're a good golfer.
You know what's amazing about that?
You could do it, Jim.
When you think of good, like, guys throughout the history of sport that you wanted to hear call games or be analysts or whatever, none of them are ever known as being super critical.
Mm-mm.
Right? So.
Why Joe Buck went that way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Without understanding.
I know he's had regret over it.
But here's the kicker. It needed context that he didn't have.
Yes.
And once you hear the story, so for example, what we're talking about, Joe Buck went bleep crazy over Randy Moss fake mooning
to
Green Bay fans,
mm-hmm.
right? Randy got fined, he shrugged it off, no big deal. The backstory behind that is, if you're a Minnesota Viking and you go to play Green Bay, when they open the gates for the buses to pull in by the locker rooms, all the fans stand outside the bus and moon you going in. I'm talking about real cheeks. Cheeks you probably shouldn't be looking at. Right? Because it's Green Bay. It ain't Astron. It's Green Bay.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, so the backstory again is that when we pull in every year, every year that I've gone to Green Bay, they open the gate, you pull the four buses in. On the way in, cheeks line the bus.
Wisconsin cheeks.
Right. And so,
pale.
If they would have showed the fans in that picture, they were all laughing because it was funny. It's like payback.
It's funny. I like the term "shoots the moon" too. By he shoots the moon,
right? So, said, I guess Randy thought it would be better than shooting a bird.
Yeah, yeah. headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose one of 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We'll get to the Heat coming up. They lose last night to the Chicago Bulls, 119-111.
Goodness.
We'll 15 minutes of Heat coming on up. We'll get to it. The Marlins, though, hey, they salvaged the series finale, a 5-0 win over the Mets. Matt Mervis.
Will we be?
Went deep.
I think if we get to end of May, if they're still right around 500, I would say that's a hell of an accomplishment.
I think already it's look, the Mets obviously a lot of money in that lineup.
Oh yeah.
Not the easiest schedule. They have the Nats this week. I would like to see the Marlins take 2 out of 3.
And the Nats terrible?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, you can't just say that.
I don't think of them. I gotta think of it as a they're supposed to be the broke bastards with us.
Wait, you
they're 5-7. They're not that great.
It's early.
Whatever.
We should take 2 or 3. I said a month ago, you were like, I hope we can win 20 games.
Well, Craig Mish tweeted out the Marlins are 6-6. Last year they were 6-24.
Yeah.
So I tell you one thing though. First of all, Max Meyer, hell of a start to the year, which shouldn't be surprising. He was a top prospect, but, you know, had Tommy John, but he took a no-hitter into the six yesterday. He's looked good. And this damn outfield.
All of them.
Everybody in this outfield as a catch of the year candidate already. Griffin Conine, Derek Hill, Dane Myers. Nobody ever talks about this concussion protocol when a guy rams his head into the wall. I couldn't have felt good.
Hey, what was worse? You know they showed the thing where the guy ran through the wall years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. I mean, you know, not for nothing. Isn't that why the warning track is there? To let you know it's kind of like a speed bump?
Sometimes you don't have time for warning. You gotta go catch the ball. I appreciate it from the fish, laying it all out there.
No, it's been enjoyable. I don't know anybody, but the fact that they've been pleasantly surprising, the first.
Sandy should be back. By the way, he's going to be pitching this weekend, so it's not like he's taking some extended paternity leave. So he will start, I believe, Saturday. I think they said.
Yep. Do you know neither one of us picked Scottie Scheffler?
Yeah, it just felt soft. That's why. And you couldn't make any money on it. That was my reasoning.
All right.
That was my reasoning why I didn't pick Scottie Scheffler. Plus, did he win last year?
Yeah.
Okay. You told me repeat. You told me.
Back-to-back's rare.
You said it's rare. So.
But let's also remember the guy was coming off of one of the greatest years since Tiger.
Mm-hmm. So we got that. The Pinks! No controversy. They come back.
Yes.
They win.
Where's Dan Day?
Where's Dan?
They won 3-1. So it's over. They had to win by 2.
It was dicey there, though. It took him a while.
I'm glad that we were able to understand
Had a late,
that.
Wait, I wasn't the only one who thought his explanation was all they have to do is win. I said, no, but they have to win by two.
Late PK heroics by Messi.
Ooh.
So congrats to the Pinks moving on to the semifinals. In the
so semifinals, who do they play?
Champions in Cup. I don't know.
In the Champions Cup? You mean that's CONCACAF, right?
Yeah, it's called the Champions Cup. CONCACAF Champions Cup, CCC.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
I have a paywall on my article. I'll let you know later.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. When I go on my iPhone, and then that first page comes up, and they have all these interesting stories, and I'll push on it, and then it tells me, you can have this for $1 a month. I'm like, no. I spent enough for cell service and this damn phone that you ain't going to get me. I say, I don't need to know.
Hunter Sporton says on the chat, every soccer segment comes with a side of confusion. Correct.
It does. Well, let me tell you something. We have navigated through these soccer waters for a while, and we have had some kind of understanding. If we absolutely don't know, then we may bring in a Vlad or somebody like that, right? What Dan Day did to us yesterday, right? I want to file assault and battery charges.
Wow.
Because when I left, when I left, my head hurt.
He felt like he threw.
He thought he was simplifying it.
I was like, whoa.
No, you're not.
Because he was trying, and then you guys were throwing a bunch of questions
no,
at him.
No, here's what he did.
He was trying to do the math in his head.
When you say, all the Pinks had to do was win, that's not entirely true.
It wasn't true at all.
You have to win by two. So whatever that is, you got to win by two. At the end of the night, whether it's overtime, whether it's whatever, the Pinks have to win by two.
Yes.
If they don't, so say if the game ended 1-1.
They would have lost because a road
right, but I'm saying
counts
if,
more.
If the game would have ended 1-1, would they even play extra time?
I don't know.
Because
please don't ask me these things.
Because technically it'd be over.
Please stop.
Wait.
Search it up right now.
Can you score? So, in soccer, here I'm. All right, I'm sorry, but it just hit me.
We'll get to 15 minutes a year.
In soccer, right? Do you play all of the extra time regardless of who scores? You play all of the extra time, right? So it's not like hockey where score, everybody celebrate, game over. You play all of the extra time. So if they would have tied and had extra time, then. Yeah. Is that not a good question?
Tobin's in pain right now.
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
Look, you're my boy.
What?
Right? If I have questions, I'll ask you questions about anything except life. Your life lessons suck. All right? So, and no disrespect. We just on different paths.
What?
But if I have a question, wouldn't it make sense to ask the person that I talk sports with? At least 4 hours a day?
Why don't you know?
Tobin's very upset right now.
It's closer to your sport than it is to mine.
How's that possible?
Why? Because it's intangibles, perhaps?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
In Europe,
I don't really
differently.
Think so.
But here?
You know I don't like soccer.
Okay. All right. Got to tell you.
Hold on. Hey, RVA Richie. Can you put up the phone pod, Brittany? RVA Richie's calling in. Richie, you hear me?
Got you, Leroy.
All right, hey, buddy.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, make it quick, though, dude. Leroy. I want to get to the Heat's loser game yesterday.
You got any questions, Leroy? I got you on the side.
Yes.
Come on,
so,
Leroy.
So we already got over the fact that I was trying to say yesterday that however it ends, the Pinks needed to win by two because technically they're already down one. But
correct.
My question is, say if it's 1-1, and they play extra time. They play all of the extra time, right? So technically, the Pinks would have to score twice to win.
Yeah, there's no golden goal. That's what you call the golden goal is when you win. On the, you know, on the
they don't call it that.
Yeah,
they don't call it that.
Well, yeah, the final goal or the winning goal. Yeah, that's the final goal. Yeah,
nobody calls it the golden goal. You made that up. There's no way it's called that.
So
Go look it up.
I'm not looking it up. There's no way. You made that up.
So, Richie. No. So, yes, Richie. Sir. So, say the game ended at 1-1.
Oh, Jesus.
Correct.
But it didn't.
And then the pink scoring is 2-1.
It exists, by the way.
Do they keep playing? Because they play all of the extra time, right? They play all of the period.
Yep.
Okay.
The goal is not to get to penalty kicks.
Okay.
So if they win, if they score, yeah, that's correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Great.
All right, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Hey, man, you don't think the people want to know this?
No, I don't, actually. Wow. I think they want to celebrate the Pink's win, go Messi. And just let's, but you,
wow.
You're
like a. The chat is pretty upset. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, everybody's furious with you.
And I will say, Richie, I appreciate you calling in.
Everybody's upset with me?
Yes, because you've stopped this in our tracks with this soccer talk twice, 2 days in a row with your rules. And I'm trying to figure out, what are you, Arlo White? Like, are you going to go broadcast?
No, I'm not the only one that had these questions.
Yeah.
Wow. Perhaps. You guys in unison both said yes. That can't be good. You guys don't agree on nothing. You won't be like, wait, when I said it, you both did this. I'm like,
take a
break. Okay, fine. No more soccer.
Okay.
Until they play again.
Talk soccer, but stop asking us rules.
That wasn't a rule. Dude, you know how confusing watching soccer is.
He literally said the golden goal.
Aggregates and all that stuff. It, like, you win, but you still move forward.
It doesn't seem that confusing because you nailed it, and you got mad at Dan Day. But now it's like, now that you knew, it's like, nah, not good enough. I need more details.
No.
Well, you did to Dan Day yesterday. You're doing to us again today.
Fine.
You've taken us into extra time. And you've ruined the clock.
Time out.
He goes, the whole point was to watch the game and you can figure the rest out. No, I can't!
Did you watch the game last night?
Mm-mm. No!
Then why are you bearing us down with rules?
Curious.
If you weren't curious, you'd watch the game.
Did you watch it there?
I wasn't curious.
You're Latino. I thought that's what you guys like.
You're putting me in a category and I don't like it.
I like basketball.
Basketball?
Basketball.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, speaking of, 15 Minutes of Heat is next.
15 Minutes of Heat on WQAM is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash toward your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call 832-930-6181.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 15 Minutes of Heat here for you, 560 WQAM. As you heard there by the intro, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. Miami Heat, they lose last night, 119-111. They have been swept this season by the Chicago Bulls.
By the Bulls!
By the Bulls.
I mean, hell, they beat Boston.
I know.
And they can't get by. There's a couple of teams. First of all, any team with Vucevic on it.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. And now there's a new menace to the club.
Josh Giddey.
Oh, my goodness. They have stopped Josh Giddey in 4 games.
Josh Giddey getting by willy-nilly. We got beat by Josh Giddey. We got beat by a lot of intangibles yesterday.
Oh.
Bozelis.
There was a point in time where I thought that was Indiana basketball right there.
Old Red Velvet, Kevin Herter. Kevin Herter was giving Tyler Hero that work. Intangibles on intangibles. Crime yesterday. Bam Adebayo did not look good. Vucevic gave him the business. And Vucevic gave Kalel Ware the business. Vucevic basically got almost as many rebounds as those guys did in the game in one possession on offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
I was very annoyed by it. And the Miami Heat pretty much settled into that 10 spot now, which means that, well, they are settled into the 10 spot. It's just I don't know quite if Atlanta could still fall behind the Bulls technically, which, I mean, that would be great for the Heat because they can't beat Chicago. But yeah, that was a rough performance yesterday, Leroy. A rough performance, which also was highlighted at the end by Tyler Hero I don't understand it these days. I could hear Tony Fiorentino scream from his couch because Tyler Hero yesterday
went down and shot an ill-advised three.
I don't understand it, dude. I don't understand it. You're down five, okay? This is not, he's even down two going for the win. You're down five. There's 40-something seconds left.
The one thing you got to do is score.
You have to score 5 points.
Right.
You have to. You got 100% at this layup right there to get yourself. Oh, they're even talking about on First Take today. Yeesh. Yeah. Dude, I don't want to hear about confidence. I don't want to hear about today's day and age. I don't want to hear about open looks. You have to score 5 points. You got money in the bank, and you decide to take it to the casino. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I'm not blaming Tyler Hero for the loss. Thought Tyler played fine. He really made a great play defensively, which I was like, whoa, look at that play.
Hey.
But for some reason, he felt the need to go, whee, no. Clank. And by the way, it's on the fast break, so there's nobody there to get the rebound. So the Bulls get it back. Three ball, dagger, dead, 10 seed.
You know what he was thinking? He was thinking so many times in this room, where I hear you say it, he's dribbling down, and the Hard Rock Bet app came up, and he went, chili pepper.
I don't understand. Like, you can't win the game there. It's one thing. I was
thinking to myself, great steal, take the layup, let's play some defense.
Let's play some defense, get the ball back. You're going to have time to get the ball back. I hated it. And you want to know something, dude? Even he, immediately after it happened, they pan to him on the bench. He looks at his teammates and he just goes, that's my bad. Because he knew that was stupid. So I don't want to hear any Twitter debates. This isn't an indictment on Tyler here. Well, maybe it is. But this is
a bad decision.
It was a horrible decision.
You make bad decisions in life periodically, right? Here's the saying in sports. Here's what the announcers say to be nice. Except Mike English would have roasted him.
Oh, my God.
He'd love to have that decision back. That's what you hear. It's okay.
Here was...
It happened. Now, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
And here's why he shouldn't have took the shot. If he makes it...
You're still down.
You're not any happier because he made it, because you still got to score again. Tyler was thinking, let me get this three out the way, and then...
Yeah, I get it. I assume so, but also, like, hey, why don't you just say, I got this incredible play that I just made. Here's a 2 points right here. Nah.
Because the whole point of getting a steal like that is you don't leave empty-handed.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a moot point. The steal was a moot point. All you did was eat up time.
Luis says Hero just proved he's bad at math.
100%.
He either just didn't know the score.
No, I think he knew the score. But again, I was thinking that he's like, we're going to need a three anyway.
Not then.
I know.
Not then.
This happens in football. When coaches decide to go for two versus not go for two, I'm a firm believer you don't go for two unless you have to. Right?
Because you don't believe in the chart?
Because here's what happens. If you need to score and make a 2-point play, then score again. And if you need to make a 2-point play at the end, that's fine. But if you go for the 2-point play and you don't get it, now you're chasing. So I don't do it until I have to.
We'll get more. I want to hear. We got to take a break. I want to get. We'll hear from Tyler and Spo coming up here next, because I have to. I have to understand the mindset of that.
Did you questioning last night?
Take a break.
Help me understand.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Quickly, let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink out
your Florida Panthers. This is, I'm telling you, I am caught up in four flavors right now.
Yeah, you got a good rotation
Galaxy
going, dude.
Galaxy Vibe, Cola, Cherry Cola, Retro, and Playa.
Panthers will be back at it tonight, taking on the Red Wings. Reading from George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, it seems like Carter Verhaeghe is going to get the night off. Sam Miskevich has been moved to top line. And the interesting news, Aaron Ekblad, we're doing a little skating on the ice this morning. So I don't know what the rules are. Please don't ask me hockey rules. I don't know what the rules are as far as, well, listen, I don't want to dwell on it.
Listen.
I don't want to, you're doing it right now.
The fact that you said I don't know the rules means I can't ask you.
Great. But he is skating. He's allowed to come back game three of the first round. So that's when he's eligible.
Okay.
That's when he's eligible. So that is your not road to repeat. But I want to get back into the Heat. Go ahead. No. Please, I don't want to be rude. Go ahead.
No.
No, you.
I'm gonna ask David.
Oh, what? Like you now? He's at practice.
Huh?
He's at practice.
No. Okay.
You're gonna call him?
Yeah.
I do want to get back into the Heat. And Jim Miller, UFC legend, is going to join us in about 15 minutes. He's going to hop on, talk about his upcoming fight. He's on UFC 314. But last night, the Heat got their asses kicked by the Bulls again. And, you know, just what are you going to do? It's Andrew Wiggins. I was told he's a defensive stopper. I haven't seen it, but I was told about that. I don't know. Not that I'm lashing out. Also, Pelle Larsson got hurt in pregame lift. Hey, what are we doing? P90X before the game? What the hell is that? Pregame lift?
I've seen it happen. I saw a guy blow out his knee in college in pregame.
What is that? I need Pelle out there.
Yeah.
I needed defense. I needed somebody to stop their intangibles. And Pelle Larsson gets hurt in pregame lift?
I got to tell you, that was what you call an intangibles outburst.
Woo!
Goodness. And I mean, the two guys in Gideon Hurd couldn't look any more
intangible. And then, of course, Kobe White's like, final 4 minutes of the game, I'm going to hit the most ridiculous shots ever, by the way. Here you go.
Right.
I've been keeping you guys in this game with my 1-for-10, but here's like a ridiculous fadeaway where I'm floating over the hardwood. I'm just like, oh my God. But
and we didn't even mention the true Heat killer, Vucevic.
Since he's walked into this league, has tortured the Heat, and he basically said, oh, hey, Bam, Kalel, give me your lunch money. And he took it. He took it from them. Let's hear from the thing that obviously made national headlines. Tyler's going to be on Shaq and a Fool. Like, it is, you know, and he probably gets the least blame out of everybody who played yesterday because he did score 30. But this, he had a terrible turnover late where he just fell and then passed it nowhere near Bam. And then this decision where he makes an incredible steal. One of the best steals I've seen Tyler have.
Great. Awesome.
But down five is like, let it rain.
He went down the court like Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, my God. He goes to the bench. He goes, my bad. Yeah, you're bad, dude. But here was Spo after the game on his call. This is what he had to say about Tyler's decision.
Everything was happening so fast. Here's what I'll say is, you know, Tyler has a fearlessness that you can't take for granted. You know, he hits so many big shots. He wants to, you know, take on anything, you know, to help you win. And he's had a lot of big plays, you know, offensively, you know, especially in fourth quarters in his time with us. And it's my job now to also coach him in situational basketball.
No!
It's still too big to get,
you know,
and regardless, we were going to have to get a stop. And, It was set up to be, you know, probably a decent 2-for-1 opportunity. But he's got a kill mentality. That wasn't a kill opportunity, you know, at that point. And that's why, you know, I love Tyler for his fearlessness. I also love him for his coachability, and it's my responsibility as a head coach to coach him through, you know, situations, you know, like this.
Yeah. Well, first of all, like, if you ever watch Eric Spoelstra's reactions to Tyler Herro ill-advised threes, you can imagine there's a lot of turning and side eye and exhaustion and punching the air. I don't even know. Here's Tyler Herro on his decision yesterday. This was Boy Wonder after the game.
Just, shit, I was feeling that shot. Simple as that. It's a shot I was feeling. Looking back at it now, obviously, missing the shot. I should have laid the ball up, but at the end of the day, I believe that I can make that shot. I believe in myself, and I'm going to live and die by that.
All right, dude.
But, if I may.
Please.
That's all fine and great. We don't need your overconfidence after failure and understanding where this team was. Now, I will say this. The reason why I didn't necessarily have a big problem with him shooting a three, because sometimes when you put it or get a game to that way, it energizes everybody. And you need to get as many points as you can because you wasn't stopping them.
Dude, okay. But you got...
No, it wasn't the right move.
Dude, if we're talking about Tyler Herro did that down two and he has an open layup, I have less of a problem with it.
Right, not five. You need points.
I don't understand. I don't have a problem with him going for the kill. There's no five-point shot there. You got to get it eventually.
Although, I saw something really unique last night.
Hmm?
They had a 7-point possession.
Oh, dude, that was crazy.
That was crazy. So, shot a three.
Flagrant foul.
Flagrant foul, made the one, then made a three.
Yep.
I was like,
Alec Burks. Yeah, that was crazy. 7 points in one possession, still lost the game. Although, if it makes anybody feel good, Warriors blew it last night, baby. Playing Jimmy.
Playing Jimmy.
Harrison Barnes hits a three over Jimbo. And by the way, scored 28 points on five buckets last night. He got to the free throw line 17 times.
Who, Harrison Barnes?
No, Jimmy.
Jimmy. That sounds like Jimmy.
Oh, but they are now in the play-in. That's tough. They got and this is what they got left. How about this? They have Joe Cronin's Blazers, and then the Clippers.
The Clippers will be done, though.
I don't know.
The Clippers are set at 4.
Are they? I don't think anybody's set.
Except for the Lakers.
I think the Lakers are top 6. They're in.
The Lakers are, if they win one of the last two, they're third.
Yes, but I think they're good. They can't be in the play-in.
Right.
The Clippers, they still can be.
And they're fourth right now, right?
They're fifth.
Fifth.
Technically, yes.
Because all
Denver won last night.
You remember when I was trying to explain to you how seasons work on a curve? That it's hard to just look at your team and say, we only won 10 games and we got to do better than that because each year is different. Look at the West and look at the East. There's teams that aren't going to make the playoffs that would not even be in the play-in in the East.
Yeah.
I mean, so the
play-in East is
the
like...
The criteria in which they are playing under is a lot more severe than what the Heat are. Because the Heat are etched in at the 10. They have no chance of being 500.
Mm-mm.
Nope. And if you were that on the other side, you'd already be 1-2-3 Cancun.
The bottom of the East is like the AFC South.
No. You mean the NFC South. They're notorious for winning, going to the playoffs at 8-9, 7-9.
They were both terrible this year. I'm looking at it right now.
Were they?
They were both terrible.
Did anybody have a loser record that won?
No. It was 10-7 for both teams that won, but the rest of the teams were under 500.
And the AFC South, that's Houston.
Houston won at 10-7. Indy was 8-9. Jacksonville 4-13. Tennessee 3-14.
Yeah.
Oof.
I mean, that's no worse than our division.
Well, that's fair. But the Bills are putting lipstick on that pig.
Right.
With the 13-win season.
But they win 13. Anybody else win 9?
No. Not
right.
This year.
There you go.
Take a break.
Aaron Rodgers won 5.
Oof. Back after this.